A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 25th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the escalating problem of power outages.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
This is a challenge that we have experienced of late is the poor hydrology or the low water levels at Kariba Power Station, at Kariba, thereby impacting on the ability or on the output that we are able to get from the station. Ordinarily, we are able to generate 250 megawatts of power, but as a result of the low water levels, we are now generating an average of 475 megawatts, which means about
120. Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about power outages.
The Zimbabwe Electricity Transmission and Distribution Company blames the problems on low water levels at Kariba Power Station and generation constraints at Wange Power Station and limited imports.
The company released a load shedding timetable that will see some residential areas going without power for at least 9 hours and as much as 18 hours every day.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, point.
Kunguka Gibbs, tirikunzwa vanhu vari kufona vakawanda vachi gununguna ivo kuti dambudziko remagetsi rinenge ranyanya kukomba munyika umo vachiti vari kubhadhara dzimwe nguva mari dzavo paaya anonzi prepaid meters. Asi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Magetsi ari kuita mashoma. Takwanisa kuti tinge tichitaura nevekuzesa mutauriro wacho waFulad Gwasira vari kutendaiwo kuti aiwa magetsi munyika hakuna. Chikonzero chikuru vachitaura kuti kuderera kwemvura kudhamu reKariba, asi vatenda zviri kubuda mumapepa nawo zvekuti dambudziko iro rinogona kutopfuura gore ra2018 kusina magetsi. Asi vati havo muna 2018 vari kutarisira kuti vanenge vagadzirisa mamwe magwenya akaita sekuKariba nekuHwange. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti magetsi ari kuita mashoma, uye hurumende inenge yakuti iraudzika mutemo wekuti vanhu vasabvumidzwa kunge vachishandisa magiza. Hamene kuti vanhu vachageza
here? Kunzima wena. Zvino kandi ndapa ndingalichona njani namhlanje lwesihlanu sifuna kuti kapukapu sibe sesihambela nkaya. Sikhuluma ngakho ke namhlanje, siyakwazi umlilo kagetsi ukuthi uqakatheke kanganani nkaya. Kodwa ke sizwile ke ukuthi kuyahlupha ukuze uthole umlilo kagetsi, kumele uqale uphehlephehle okufunayo ubone kodwa ungaphumi lutho. Okunenge sikuzwayo ukuthi uzesa yena ngwakhe uthi amagetsi anganikabuyi ngenxa yokuthi amanzi eKariba khona ngale asemalutshwane. So siyakwazi ukuthi ukuthi-ke okuphehla umlilo kagetsi eKariba ngamanzi nxa emaningi, umlilo ubuya umningi kakhulu. Kuzobuya njalo le Wange Power Station khona ngale sizokuthiwa-ke lakho ngani kuyahlupha ukuthi kulungiswe umlilo kagetsi. Sikhulume layo umnumzana uFulad Gwasira wezesa wathi kukhanyazani ukukhona ukuzahlupha lonyaka xa sokuqathaniswa lomnyaka opheleleyo. Njalo ke Blessing, sizwile ukuthi abantu sokumele bacitshe amagiza. Singazi ukuthi emalokishini kulabantu abangaka bala magiza. Nangikwazi kwami sibili emagwegwe khona ngale ke e-Country Park le ndaweni ezinjalo ezijawunda akula magiza. So lokhu bola zani sokuyikubambelela nje ukuthi impisi nxa singani siyokuginya lawo zama ukuyibamba indlebe. So kungani kuyahlupha point? So ke yes, funa ukuzwa ngabantu ukuthi bathini.
Isimagiza yedu ayingobhoyilisa mvura oyisa mbucket ufakeda kunogesi magiza taiona ari kumayard. Asi zesa iri kuti magetsi zvikamu makumi mana kubva muzana kana kuti 40% iri kutorwa naiwo magiza avakuti vaakuda kudzima, uye vachitiwo vachaunza mamwe ma light bulbs asinga nyanyoshandise ningirikiri yakawanda iwo moto wakawanda but of course the world over there is a push for people to use renewable energy.
Yes.
Solar for example is one that they can actually use. We want to see what can be done. I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Simbarashe Moyo, chairperson of the Combined Harare Residents Association. Mr. Moyo, good evening. We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
You tell us about the situation in Harare. How is it in terms of power outages?
Well, the situation is very bad. In fact, I would say that the situation has gone from bad to worse because we used to have load shedding, but what we are now having is a new regime of load shedding whereby you can fail to have electricity for the whole day. In fact, you can now count the number of hours you will be having electricity. So it's very difficult for most of us who go to work. When we get home, we find that we get home and there is no electricity. When we leave home, again, there will be no electricity. So, like I actually said, as we are speaking right now, my phone has got a low battery because there is no electricity at home. I try to recharge my phone in town where there is electricity. So it is the new way of living that you are supposed to adjust to as Zimbabweans because of the power generation challenges and the other numerous challenges that we are facing as Zimbabweans again.
Mr. Moyo, what impact is this having on ordinary people? You said, you have to go and charge your phone, for example, in town. And you are someone who is working, you want to conduct your business. How is it like? And are you also getting enough information from ZESA about the areas where they will be doing this load shedding?
Well, first of all, let me say it's like someone in a raw setup. That is the kind of experience that we have to adjust to at the moment because when you don't have electricity and you're supposed to have it because you are in an urban setup, you then immediately think that you are in a rural setup. That is how it has come to in terms of electricity supply. And getting to the issue of getting information from the main supplier, with the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. The only information that we have received as of now is that electricity generation has gone down at the many power stations in the country. I will talk of Kariba here. They have been forced to reduce their generating capacity from around, I think, 600 megawatts or so to around 470 or so megawatts. And then you talk of Wange, a major maintenance work. There is major maintenance work going on there to the point that they've also reduced the electricity that they are generating. So the sum effect of all this is that we are now getting less electricity for the country. Our demand per day is probably around 2,000 megawatts, yet the country is only able to supply around 1,000 megawatts. So this has left a very big gap in terms of electricity that we need, that we demand as people of this country, as residents of Harare and so forth. So is creating this big nightmare that we are in. And also, to add more salt to injury, we are being told that this challenge that we are having in terms of electricity generation, be it at Kariba and other places like Wange, is going to go on up until 2018. So surely it's a worrisome point to get that kind of information from the people who are supposed to provide us with electricity on a daily basis without these unnecessary cuts.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. And Gibbs, the situation is so bad that, Hararians are fond of, and Zimbabweans in general,
jokes.
So they say if you...
In fact, In fact, if I may come in quickly there, people have actually been joking that because of these power outages, you can actually dismantle a tower light. You know, we live in IGP where we have tower light. You can dismantle a tower light without being worried about being electrocuted because there is no electricity in it.
And some are saying if you have power for more than 4 hours or 2 hours, you have to call and say there's a fault.
Yes, you definitely must. It has suddenly become an anomaly because you cannot have power for more than 4 hours.
Yeah.
Something will be wrong there. You must call Zebra to say, what is going on? Tell me, why am I having power for all this time?
And some are even saying, you know, it's so bad that even, you know, the Chinese nationals in Zimbabwe know to say now. Magenza
joke. Yeah. You know, we've come to the point where we can even celebrate. You know, I live in a high density setup. Mm-hmm. When electricity comes back, you hear this sound coming from each and every household.
The kids shouting.
Say, yeah! You know, it's that shouting. The children say, yeah! And it has become some kind of a norm that whenever electricity comes back, people celebrate, but are we supposed to behave in that manner?
That's the question indeed. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest.
Yes, and that is Mr. Ambrose Spindi, who is a Bulawayo resident and member of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Spindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you,
good evening. Thank you so much. Ngicela ukusondela efonini yakho ukuthi sikuzwe kakhulu, Baba Spindi.
Okay.
Yes, ngansa sikuzwa. Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi kolapha kume njani kobulawayo.
Well, kobulawayo umumo weze electricity ayi movie kakhulu. Ungananzela ngathi for the past 2 months ayi akuqondakali. Batho bathi bona amagesi asehlupha kodwa bazangiyela kushejuli yani yakuqala esafila kodwa ungananzelela. Vela babuye labuye kwesikhathi ayahamba enxayenzelwe ngamatheni azabuya abasebenzeli uzavuke kuthoni baswele ngekho so isituation yamagesi siyilindi kakhulu angazi ukuthi kunezwane.
Yes, ngathi-ke ishejuli yayikhona yayime njani?
Kusiya ngama-area lapha mina engikhona ngiyananzela ukuthi kwafanele ahambe nge-Saturday abuye ahambe nge-Wednesday. Kodwa kadezananzela ukuthi akusami njengalokhu uyathi ukuthi ukhanya ngengewenze azahamba uthokela ngesezia sehambile so nje sokuyi-verifya kusaqondakali ishejule leyani yakuqala leya njalo kuqala wawuzazi ukuthi engxenye angahambe ngeyama-3 to 4 hours atesi ahamba ngo-2 engxenye emini elala ubusuku lapho wabonele kubona ukuthi kathesi usengama-4 asengahambile futhi.
So-ke manje yeah, abantu bagcina besenzani mntu omdala?
Well, abantu sebengezezana nje ukuthi abantu ngumumo wezenotho futhi kunzima ukuthi abantu benze abaningi sebengena ekhangeni lapha sebefamile enkunzi sebebotshwa ngabarenta abantu basenzima yibo kuhambe abanye ngabele badlaba baza ukuthi badinga amaphakazini kodwa vele abantu bakwadesimali ayimkhwebadini so uhlubekalo fanele bangene kumarenta ngale abaye futhi okusibaungawuningoabanye babuja ngaze bekodini
ifoni yakho ingani iyabaleka Spindi. Ngicela uchete mbijana ngizwe. Chetha kancane. What sikufonele Spindi? Ngizongalifonele
ulandline
470652. Yeah, alright, sakufonela kulandline kathesi
652.
Yeah, okay, 652. Okay. Yeah, alright, sasa njalo baba. Yeah, so what Mr. Spindi was saying is that his phone was a little bit hazy, but he was saying that Zesa is no longer following the schedules that were set long back. So they used to switch off the power on Saturday and Wednesdays. Now, anytime, you know, they just switch off and that's it. So he says the other thing is people are going to collect firewood in the neighborhood and rangers are giving them a hell of a time, you know. So anytime when people are carrying firewood, they are arrested. So they don't know what to do now.
It's a problem.
Yeah, that's a pity.
Tine tisatenda kune our third guest. Mike Wanda, Varku, South Africa. Makadi.
Tadio.
Aiwa, tiripo kuri sei ku South Africa?
Aiwa, kuno ku South Africa kuri right chaizvo.
Asi magetsi ndakanzwa kuti anga akumbonetsa weko ko zvirikufamba sei?
Aiwa, magetsi kana dai akati netsei.
Mhm.
Kodzero dzevanhu ndo dzinoremekedzwa kuno zvekutoti kana kuti dai kwakuri kunzi kunonzi zvinhu zvinonaka chaizvo chaizvo. Kusva kwacho kuZimbabwe toregera kutoendako.
Mhm.
Nekuti kuno kuti gere.
Mm. Dabudziko
riri kumusairo.
Mm.
Remia yemagetsi.
Mhm.
Arinoshungurudza mufunge. Nekuti kana ndikafunga kuti takachetinoti chacho tiri mu takasununguka ka hapana.
Mhm.
Tikataura nezvemagetsi, totaura kana idzo mvura chaiyo inobuda mupombi.
Mhm.
Wana vatatu tobereka izvo kana tikada kutarisa ndisandaenda kuri. Takanzi uyai kumusha.
Yeah.
Tinoenda kumusha tichindoitei.
Mhm.
Ndo chimwe chinhu chekutanga. Iwo magetsi acho chaiwo chaiwo kuti titiwo nyama iri mufiriji ifurize. Kutaura chokwadi pamberi pamwari. Inini nyama yangu yandakaendawo panguva yandakati ndaenda ndakabvuma ndapfutsa moto ndikananika. Asi ndiri mutaundi ndakati yakiyawo ndikagona kuti ndigare mutaundi asi zviri kuramba. Huni, tiri kusungwa. Ukaonekwa uchitenga kangore huni toda isu tirimo imomo mudhuze nemumareserve asi tiri mutaundi. Unotosungwa. Ngoro iri kuita $15. Asi magetsi acho kana dai ukaatenga. Haana kwaanosvika kuenda kwaanoita kwaunozoti wajufe. Magetsi acho kuti anobva auya achidhura zvakanyanya. Imiwe tatambudzika imiwe kumusha uko. Zvino hameno zvaanoti titiuye vanoda kuti tiite sei. Toungana pese tichipa nenhamo here? Ndoo mubvunzo wangu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai kuwanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka ya inhamo chete chete kumba uko dai madhona atinzwirawo zvino zvavari kuti mainvestor auye kuZimbabwe kuzovhura makambani udziwe havanziwiwo kuNigeria ngaauye apinde anopinda sei kusina magetsi kumba uko mubvunzo uyo.
Haiwa rinobva raita gangaidzwa kumukwenyi mhezi yavavira mudumbu. Tinotenda zvikuru Mike Wanda.
Zvakanaka.
Mike Wanda is in South Africa and she's really, really concerned about this this power outages, and she's saying that you know, in South Africa there are power outages, but at least they respect the consumers, and you know, it's not like the situation in Zimbabwe where anytime you can be switched off. You know, and she's appealing to donors to assist Zimbabweans. He's worried that the Nigerian billionaire, Dangote, who wants to invest in Zimbabwe, I think he, according to her, he will have problems because, you know, how can you start any business when there's no electricity?
Yes.
Which brings us to our third guest, that is Mr. Prosper Chitambara, the chief economist for the Labor and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Mr. Chitambara, good evening. Thank you so much. Gibson.
Now, Mr. Chitambara, let's talk really about serious issues here when it comes to ZESA. You know, right now, there are no serious businesses to talk about in places like Bulawayo and Harare. You talk about Kwekwe too, there are no businesses. So now, if suppose Zimbabwe was in a normal state right now, and we've got such power challenges, what would happen?
Essentially, what it would mean is that companies would begin to close, because without power, you can't really do business, because power is a key ingredient that is required in any type of economic or business activity. So we need power to power the economy. We need power to power or to energize the business sector and every other facet or sector of the Zimbabwean economy. So it's really, the issue of energy is a prerequisite for economic development, and it also even affects the investment outlook of the country, because no investor would want to come to a country where there is inadequate energy supply, where he is not assured of a reliable supply of energy to power his business.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chitambara. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about load shedding. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Ambrose Sibindi from the Bulawayo resident and member of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. We have Chief Economist of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, Mr. Prosper Chitambara, and the Chairperson of the Combined Harare Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Mr. Spindy. Yes, he's back now. Mr. Spindy, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Spindy. Your phone was really problematic, so I think we got you on the landline, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Mr. Spindy, you know, when it comes to issues like geysers, we are told that ZESA is saying, can you cut out some of these geysers so that you can, you know, reduce the power that is applied to households and other places? Is that really realistic, or they're just playing around with the minds of the people?
Well, I can't really say it's showing any signs of improvement, because at first, yeah, I think you must understand that they first of all gave us those bulbs which they are saying they are low-cost servers, they save electricity, and now they are saying put off the geysers. But in all honesty, the bottom line is that what we are experiencing is that the situation is getting worse. I'm not sure whether people are really adhering to that, but to me, I'm saying that's not the answer. Mm-hmm. I think ZESA must just honor up. If you're a service provider and they just have to satisfy, bring quality service and they satisfy your clients. And to me, to go to the clients and say you put off your geysers, to me they're not serious, because by so doing already, they are proving to the nation that they are really very bad in terms of providing the service. Mm-hmm. And in other ways, they are already telling to the clients not to benefit what they want to benefit, because I want to believe that they must allow us, give us the supply, and then I put on my geysers, I pay for whatever. But if they now go ahead and say, don't do this, to me, they're not serious, but they must concentrate on saying, how do they improve the situation? But now, to us, the situation is getting worse, which really is very bad and pathetic, and the people of Zimbabwe are very much concerned about the way ZESA is operating.
Mm-hmm. Regai tidzoke kuna vasimbarashe moyo. Vamoyo muripo here parunare. Vamoyo.
Hello, ndiripo.
Ehe. Tichitarisa iro dambudziko remagetsiri. Vanhu varikwanisa kubika here, nekuti tirikunzwa maikuwanda vari kuSouth Africa, asi zvinotaridza sekuti varikupota vachienda kuZimbabwe ikoko. Vari kuti huni dzacho kuti dzinge dzichiwanikwa zvirikunetsa. Zvirikufamba sei?
Ichokwadi, vanhu vari kubika asi havasi kushandisa magetsi. Vanhu vari kubika vachishandisa zvinhu zvakaita sehuni. Vane mariwo vari kuwanikwa vachitenga gasi rekubikisa. Asi zvazvinenge zvichingoreva ndezvekuti vanhu vazhinji vanogara muZimbabwe, kunyanyanyanya muHarare, dzimba dzavo dzine anonzi maprepaid meters. Vanhu ava vanhu vakatenga magetsi okushandisa, asi ZESA service provider hasi kukwanisa kupa vanhu magetsi avakatenga. Saka ndinyangoti Zimbabwe ndiyo yega nyika yatataona pari zvinhu yekuti munhu anotenga chinhu chake chakaita semagetsi ochishaya, potoshayikwa mhinduro inogupa yekuti sei ashayiwa magetsi atenga. Munhu akatenga magetsi emwedzi akuita mwedzi mitatu, nokuti nguva zhinji magetsi anenge asiko. Saka tinangoti vanhu vari kubika asi zviri kuvaomera, mukuti vanhu vanenge vatombotenga magetsi okubikisa asi vozowanikwa vachiti vapinde muhomwe futi kuti vatsvake mari yekutenga huni, vatsvake mari yekutenga marasha, vatsvake mari yekutenga gasi kuti vabike mushure mekunge vaita zvese zvandataura.
Tinotenda Vamoyo. Regai tiende kune mumwe mutereri kuSouth Africa. Mukoma Daniel, makadii?
Ndiripo zvangu, makadii ikoko?
Aiwa, tiripo. Dambudziko ratiri kutaura nhasi marinzwa, mukoma Daniel, ndere magetsi.
Ndarinzwa ende dambudziko iroro ratibaya. Tatsva kudumbu nokumusana. Chikonzero ndechokuti iwo zviukaona paita chinhu chekuti chiri kutsvagiwa chichishayika neuori ndopa wabva wadika midzi imwe isingatoiti ipapo. Ndinopa muenzaniso wakaita sekwandinogara. Ndinogara muchitungiza kuna Nadema kuyawo. Kune nzvimbo mastend ariko ndofunga hatosviki kana kuti 1000 kana kuti dingadaro hedu. Esi ini pamba pandinogara, pamba pangu, musha wangu pandinoti pamba pangu, ndakaapplya magetsi ndikachubhisa imba ikapasa, zvese zvikapasa. Ndikanobhadhara mari yekuapplya magetsi kuZESA, ndobva kwaane makore matatu. Asi ukazochirichedza iri kunzi fezi 3 yakatanga kuvakwa gore rakapera, kana kuti gore rakapera makore mairi apfuura. kwato ne dzimba dzane magetsi ndakushaya kuzva kuti ko asi vakavaka apply magetsi kutanga here vasati vawana stand kana chiko unotodza kuzvinzwisisa zvabva zvapinda muhuri wekuti isi varombo takubva tachishaya chokuita takutongogara kuva kutongomirira kufa hedu takadaro tisina kana kuti awana magetsi asi imba yakachubwa ikapasiswa nevezesa hatizoziva kuti vari kuriti bhizimisi here kana vari kuita sevezesa kuti vari kuridaidza kuti ibhizimisi here kana kuti zvakunga handisi tiri kutoita bhizinesi here nemagetsi acho ini ndinotenda kuti kana varivo vezesa tinotarisira kuti vari mubhizinesi rekuti vaite mari yekupa vashandi yekupa chii yekupa chii kuti magetsi tiawane esi kana takuawana nenzira yekuti kuti uchubhirwe unikirike uapuraya magetsi onzi enda kuna nhingi enda kuna nhingi zvori yekuti nevakuru vamwari mumiddle management umu vane zvavari kuziya maerano nekudhisputwa kuri kuitwa magetsi kana kuti kupiwa kuri kuitwa magetsi munhingi mudzimba dzedu idambudziko ratodzika iroro rekutoti icorruption yapinda muvashandi vezesa zvisingaite iyoyo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
dai taibatsirwo zvaitiitira zviri nani tikawanawo magetsi kunyika dai taizochemawo kuti tashatasha tichichema takawanda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
maita henyu
tinotenda of course Daniel is saying apart from the shortages of course there's also a lot of corruption at ZESA. He says he applied to get electricity some 2 years ago and nothing has happened and people who built their houses later on have electricity connected to their homes so he's saying it is a big problem Gibbs.
Now before going to Mr. Chitambara let me go back to Mr. Spinding and send to Isindebele baba Spindi xa usukangele khonapho kobulawayo bakhona abantu abathola umlilo kagetsi besebenzisa ama-meters lana so akusitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani xa ukuthi amagetsi engabuyi umuntu uhlala kanganani lakhona kakuthengileyo njengoba phela amagetsi engabuyi baba
ye kulo hlubo lokuthi esikunanzela ukuthi izesa yafaka lokho okuthiwa aqala ukuthenga amagetsi ungakasebenzisa but uhlupho esihlangana nalo yikuthi khona okwethina sibone ukuthi vele izesa kuloku gango sokukhona ngoba nxa uthe mina ngithenge i-commodity kodwa sengiyifuna ubana ngiyisebenzisa ngisayitholi so kusitsho ukuthi abantu sinxa bengabambana kuhle izesa bangayithatha sibeyisemthetheni iyethwa yale cwa elikhulu ngoba mina sendithengile kodwa sengifuna i-commodity ngoba bathi beletha ama-prepaid babele ngqondo yokuthi kungathi igetsi sizayithola kodwa sokusegcekeni ukuthi lokho abakwenzayo vele akusebenzi ngisho and futhi singakunanzelela khonapho uzananzela ukuthi le mpahla zabantu zibasengozini kakhulu ukuthi ngapho umuntu yamagetsi asekhona sehambile asekhona sehambile so sibona ngathi abantu kakhulu kuyabahlukuluza kakhulu kodwa okuyiqiniso yokuthi njalo kulokukhonona ebantwini ndila nxa bathengile amagetsi abaningi bathi bona babona ngathi indlela ahlala ngayo ahamba abuya aphele masinya asikwazi kumbe ama-rates akona abekhwasi kumbe akhwela abantu bengatshelwanga kuhle abantu bongathi bakulokukhonona okukhulu okukhulu khonapho abanye baze bathona kungcono kuqala kusalalana ama-fixed ngoba ozazi ungabhadala $30 hayi inyanga iyaphela kanti esibathi hayi sibili kulo hlupho olukhulu
siyawuza kakhulu ke Spindi ungayikhatshana baba he says those prepaid meters people expected to get constant power. So he says people may end up taking ZESA to court because ZESA is not providing that kind of product that they need. And he further said that people are in danger, especially when it comes to the power outages. You know, whenever power goes away, when it comes with force, you know. So some people are claiming that their fridges, their TVs, stoves are just blowing up. So that becomes another problem. So he even said it's not clear on how these prepaid meters are working right now. Because people are complaining that maybe the old system was far much better than the one that they have right now.
Let's go to Mr. Chitambara. Is he on the line? Mr. Chitambara?
Yes, I am still on the line.
Yes, this is a quote from the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Energy, Mr. Mbiriri. And this is what he had to say. And I quote, we did not invest in energy. I think in the energy sector, it's an area that I think we need to discuss, but in the second half of the show. So for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, Mr. Ndugu, kwela ngapho eSouth Africa, ubambe ecingweni ungayikatshala mnumzana Ndugu, siyabuya kuwe.
and all our guests stay on the line.